Today in our scriptures, we have a good morning, Monday morning to you. It's sort of a discord, anger, even outright hostility in our first reading and in our gospel. It may not only not take us away from our present situation in the world that seems where there's so much hostility and anger, that it might even actually bring us back to a recognition of what's going on in the world. And it's justly so, because if we're honest with ourselves, the Lord wants to speak to us right in our present situation, has a remedy for us. You see, it's interesting when we think about the fact that the resolution that God offered us in the cross after Adam and Eve's sin did not take away sin. It left us in that situation where we have that disharmony between salvation and sin still exists in the world. And sometimes I think we get in this mindset as Catholics, as Christians, followers of Christ, that because we are true followers of Christ, everything should just be perfect. There should be no discord among people. And in fact, this discord a lot of times is meant to help us in our work bring about the gift of salvation, the gift of heaven here on earth. One person's different opinion and my opinion and your opinion, they've come together to make us the best we can be in participating and bringing about creation, participating in God's creation. One person that maybe has the view that we deserve safe borders might be correct. And another person that has the view that participating and allowing people that live in a situation different than us, who live in a state of fear for their family or for their needs of the day. I'll tell you, if I was a father and had a family and I couldn't eat or I felt safe, I'd be on the move. And this is what some of our documents teach us, such as Rerum Novarum, that says every country deserves the right to safe borders, and a person that lives someplace where their family or friends, when they do not have what they need and they cannot get that from the government, they have the right to migrate. Very interesting. Or it might be that someone who sees and proclaims the importance of a pro-life stance from natural beginning to natural end, that should not be taken different as the person that says we must love our brother and sister in a different place, that has a different skin color than us. You see, maybe these opposing views are given to us as a gift, that by working together, not sowing disharmony and anger and outright hostility, but love for one another, maybe these opposing points of view have been given to us to bring about heaven here on earth. So what is our remedy? What is our sign? Well, maybe they will know we are Christians by our love. Maybe that's the sign today. Maybe it might be also that you and I have to practice the good habits of controlling our emotions. For I think when we don't control our emotions, we have a tough time listening. And when we can't listen to one another, then usually we're not open to another person's gifts. And it might also be good for us to practice the virtues. You understand that when we align our will or our law that we follow, our moral law, when we align that to the eternal law and the divine law, that we will live in peace, that we will live in joy, that we will live in harmony. So today, recognizing all that has been set before us with the maybe not so great examples of Cain and Abel and the Pharisees that would not listen, would not so accept the gifts of others, let's be challenged by that today, that we might be truly examples of God's love in the world.